This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
Now, today in my hot seat, I have a very special guest. In the CEO hot seat is the CEO of Obrella Security Industries, George Patsis. George, welcome.
Thank you.
Now, Obrella, which is OBRELA.com, is the Greek word for umbrella.
Yes, sir. That's correct.
How did you come up with that name?
Well, I mean, it's umbrella is the most common used term in security, either defense or in cyber defense. You know, everybody says an umbrella of protection. Obrella is the Greek expression of the British or the UK umbrella.
Are you offering some new kind of layer of protection on risk management, on breaches? What do you offer? How do you deploy?
Right. Well, I mean, you've noticed that the market over the last 10 years have been so heavily segmented, and thousands of different products really solve a piece of the equation, a small piece of the solution. So I think the time has come for the market to consolidate and centralize. So more and more we see customers looking for centralization and consolidating all those different solutions under one single umbrella, if you like. And that's what we do.
What kind of clients are you talking about? Big banks, small banks, any kind of, I mean, what's the lay of the land for your clientele?
Well, we work with both. We work for 500 Fortune companies. They've done all of the investments in terms of the lower layers. So they bought everything in terms of the prevention, if you like, or threat detection. They are looking after a solution that they can help them reduce the costs, reduce the overheads, and help them expand further without exceeding, you know, budgets and costs at the same time.
Are you providing a new layer for risk management? Are you threat mitigating? What are you offering them exactly?
What we offer is cyber risk management as a service. So we think now the time has come for operators, security operators to enter the market. Similarly with the telecom operators, that's the model that we adapt. Now, if you want a mobile, if you want to have a connection, you don't really pay for your mobile phone anymore. You just pay for a subscription, and every someone else is taking care of that service. So you are really paying for a service-level agreement. That's where the market is going also into cybersecurity. More and more cybersecurity operators will emerge that will take over your needs, your security requirements, and provide with a security layer on top of that. That's what we are looking to become.
Is this the next generation of what an MSSP
is
going to be? So an MSSP is buying a lot of things and remotely managing a lot of things, the firewalls, the routers, et cetera, and they're just kind of managing tools they don't make. Do you make a solution for the cyber risk management that you're offering to extend into the enterprise to get them to the next level to defend against breaches?
Well, yes. I mean, if you think it, I would try to use the MSSP term. It's like buying a car versus leasing a car. So you can buy a firewall or you can lease a firewall. An MSSP essentially leases your firewall, adding some value-added services on top. We're discussing about Uber here, all right? We're discussing something like everybody can use and pay as a subscription and on demand. That's really not addressing the problem for 500 Fortune companies as we speak, but will provide an affordable solution for the middle market, the SMEs, which they have no clue of what to do. They are, you know, confused with the complexity and the diversity of products and solutions and requirements and different regulations and GDPR and PCI. And so they are lost into this universe of, you know, unknown words, really. So,
do you have an endpoint agent? Do I send you my logs? How do I plug into your SaaS solution for cyber risk management?
It depends on the service. Yes, we try to be as transparent as possible, as you may understand. So in most of the cases, what we do is we install a simple software into a virtual machine, into the customer's premises.
Kind of like a VM appliance?
Correct.
Are you span porting traffic? Are you eavesdropping on traffic to help
them? We don't want to be intrusive, so we don't want to have access to networks, or we don't want to have access to data, because that is something quite intrusive for the customers. If they are willing to outsource something, they have to feel safe about their things, their stuff. So what we're trying to do, we're trying to analyze data, which is not really giving us access to what the business is doing, information. We're using metadata, like logging and logs or security-related data that are similar, of similar kind. So that way, we are able to understand what the business is doing, when the threats are coming, or we are able to assess the threats. But on the same time, we don't have access to the customer systems. And that also helps us reduce the insurance coverage that we have to pay in order to be regulated.
And the compliance risks.
Right.
So you're kind of saying, listen, even though it's on-prem and we're helping you, it's customer confidential, customer controlled data, but we're going to keep an eye on the metadata at a level that allows us to dramatically reduce risk.
Yeah.
Give me an example of a typical event that you will handle for a client.
Well, I mean, of course, it's also very sophisticated and very advanced that you can imagine, but the most that we see, the most common ones are the human errors. Mm. You know, when an administrator goes on a firewall device, which is one of the most critical security devices, securing your perimeter, and he has to do a maintenance work at night or at the end of his schedule on Friday, and then he forgets the firewall open, right? That's the most common, the most serious thing. And then we identify that in real time, and we pick up the phone and, you know, notify someone. That's the same thing that the hackers are doing, essentially. They're not after the hack, the most complex ways to enter into a system. They have monitoring systems waiting for an error to happen, and then they exploit that error.
So they're looking for user error, and you're actually catching the user error fast enough to alert the client and stop that risk.
On top of everything, yes. And that's the most common thing we do.
That's great. Now, this isn't really for the SMBs yet, or MSSBs yet, is it?
Yes, it is. What we're currently trying to do is, yes, we because it's an on-demand service, we typically price that based on the volumes of data that we analyze. So an SME can really pay something very small because they don't produce so much data. And on the other end, of course, if you are Citibank or someone larger, then you can pay a larger amount of money. So it's very fair for the market.
There's a lot of hype today about artificial intelligence and machine learning. And really, I mean, you're at the metadata level. You must have some super intelligence to figure out risk.
That's a very big hype, as you say, because I mean, in the cybersecurity industry, in its very beginning, my master's degree was in 1994 in cybersecurity management, information security management.
Checkpoint firewall one.
So artificial intelligence, you know, what exactly do we mean when we mean artificial intelligence? You know, mm-hmm. Your laptop has artificial intelligence on top of that. It's machine learning. Everything is based on machine learning. Mm-hmm. There is a processor on top of that. There is a machine language that the machine is using to comprehend things and then come back with feedback. So there is, you know, the definition of AI is a marketing hype. What we think is important, however, is to analyze what the market and what the products are comprised of. And every security product actually has two different but very special components. Data analytics system or, the mathematics, the algorithmic part, mm-hmm. and then the workflow part. Okay, every different product in the market has two different elements. These only single elements. So what we thought is, why not creating a platform with very powerful analytics or algorithmic way to create algorithms, mm-hmm. and then a workflow engine which is dynamic. You can create procedures and execute workflows or send tickets or do whatever it needs. And then, of course, a visualization and a reporting engine. Now, if you create a platform with those four engines, typically you can address every security issue as a use case. You've heard about security incident response and orchestration. Mm-hmm. That's nothing more than a workflow. And then an analytics system which analyzes what it happens. And then, but the market is separate, is selling this separately. And then GDPR products, what are those? Those products are really a composition of workflows and analytics again, and some reporting and some visualization. And the market is selling that separately. And then what about the risk assessment or risk analysis models? This is, again, an analytics and a workflow engine.
So what about most breaches are happening because human error, right, as you said? Users are clicking links and they're getting phished all the time. Mm-hmm. Can you help these customers of yours defend against that foolish behavior?
Correct, yes, because we are able to analyze data. If you have access to the right data, then you can protect the customer from everything. Or you can at least give him a very fast indication about being a victim. So it's different than being a victim of a phishing attack and learn about that after 200 days, or being a victim of a phishing attack and learn about it in 10 minutes.
And you notice the guy's computer's phoning home to China, let's say, or some other country that it never did before.
Correct.
You notice that in the data, the metadata that's being allowed to be processed by your system.
Correct.
And you instantly alert your client, we've got a problem.
Yes, sir.
And what do they do typically to react? They send their team, you know, red team, blue team. What do they do? How do they react to an event?
We take over the security response, and we're providing actionable intelligence. So we tell them what to do step by step. The only thing we acquire is people on the ground from the customer side. So we drive them. We are the eyes and they are the hands, to be honest.
So in a way, I could have a geek squad level talented employee, which are, you know, the people who don't get paid as much. They don't have the incredible IT genius brains, but they know what to do if you point them in the right direction.
That's correct.
And you have the knowledge to give them that data.
Yeah.
Is your team providing these features and in the service around the globe or just in Europe? Where are you going with this?
For the time being, we are a UK-based company. Mm-hmm. We operate in the EMEA region. Basically, our biggest customers are in UK and the Middle East, Saudi Arabia, or the surrounding countries.
Mm-hmm.
We plan to expand in the US and the Asia market in the next couple of years. So this is in our plans.
That sounds great. Well, what I'd like to do is, I'd say this is one of my best interviews, learning a new level above the typical MSSP and the typical tool. And I want to invite our viewers to learn more about you. And I hope you extend into my region as well, into the US, and visit Obrella.com and learn more about his company, and maybe you can sign up for their services as well.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.